It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
Yo, police!
When Ham the astroturf said, no more space flights. Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
Yo, police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, he's the poster child for no cloning, Paul LaVoy.
My job done.
Conjunction, junction, what's their function?
I got and, button, or, they'll get you pretty far. And, that's an additive, like this and that. But, that's sort of the opposite, not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R, when you have a choice like this or that. And button or, get you pretty far.
Well, there's something from the 80s. We were talking about the 80s off the air with James Jarman, right?
Yeah.
And James is the executive director of college communications for Mojave Community College. And, yeah, that's something that's not going to go out of style right there, Schoolhouse Rock.
I was just thinking about it the other day. I was like, man, I need to like, pull all those up on YouTube and make the kids start watching them.
I like, I'm just a bill.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm only a bill. If I sound like I'm in weird voice today, it's because I am.
Oh, do you have a cold?
No, I had a gig the other night, and it took a day to catch up with me, I guess.
I was
fine yesterday, and today I'm just a little Joe Cocker-ish.
a little gravelly.
A little raspy.
Yeah,
exactly. Welcome to the show, everybody. Got a couple of housekeeping items before we get to college talk.
Yes.
This is also
like
known.
Coffee talk.
This is all coffee talk.
Except college
this,
talk.
This
yeah.
is also known as the Bighorn Blast Podcast.
That is, yeah. Here we go.
Power.
We've got them on there. It's on the playlist on the college YouTube channel. And now this one, we are recording it, so we'll record this one on video
right.
and try to get that on there as well so you can see Paul in action.
Yeah, there's a party. All right. So anyway, welcome to the show and the Bighorn Blast Podcast. We're proud to power it with KNTR Talk.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
And if people want to go later and watch it, it's easy to get to because you can go to the college website and just go to the newsroom there. If you go to mojave.edu, scroll to the bottom, you'll see the most recent four stories, and you'll see a View More link. Just click that View More link. It'll take you to the newsroom, and you'll see a big Bighorn podcast, Bighorn Blast podcast button. Click
right.
that, and it'll take you right there.
Right, right, right. And one of the emphases on MCC is community.
Yep.
And I've got something for the community right here, the third annual Havasu Art Trail Artist and Studio Tour. This changed during COVID. It used to be, I believe it was centralized in one spot where all the artists brought their wares for sale and display.
Mm-hmm.
And now you go online to HavasuArtTrail.com and download the map, print out the map, and there's like 25 or more locations around Lake Havasu City with over 60 artists displayed.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
It's like a garage sale.
That's what makes a city great, too, is all
right.
the art in the infrastructure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all displayed there, and I believe most of it, if not all of it, is for purchase, which supports local artists. We're always talking about shop local, and art is no different. And it's tomorrow from 8 to 5 and Sunday from 10 to 4.
Yeah.
So, yeah, plenty of time. Go to HavasuArtTrail.com and check that out. Also on Sunday, and it's the return to the stage of Jerry and Cindy Aldridge. Former city councilwoman Cindy Aldridge will be singing along with the Lake Havasu Regional Orchestra, and it's called LHRO Big Band and Ensembles. It's this Sunday at 3 p.m. I have tickets. I'm going to give them away during the first break, and that is at 3 p.m. at the Lake Havasu Performing Arts Center. And tickets are available at Sound Bank in Lake Havasu City and the Performing Arts Center box office at the time of the performance. It's $10 per adult. Children are free, and students are free with student ID. So there you go.
There you go, yeah. And hey, on Monday, if you do the art walk on the weekends, the Bullhead City Campus Student Art Club is hosting a game night. So you can swing by the Bullhead City Campus. That one's going to be from 4 to 8 p.m. at night. And it's going to be right there on the Bullhead City campus, the Makerspace Room 101. Those, I believe, are the on the Bullhead City campus when you first turn in. They're the buildings that are closest to the highway out there. And just the opposite side, if you turned in, you'd see the construction going on. The student housing building is going up, really proceeding well, on schedule. Just to the opposite side of that is where you'll find the Makerspace building.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you bring up an interesting point, and we were talking beforehand about the continuing ed classes. Is that what they're still called?
Yep. It's a community education and corporate education.
So when you say art students, are they pursuing an art major, which is different from community education, right?
Right, yeah.
So I wouldn't say a big story here, but it's definitely a clarification for people who want to take the continuing ed classes.
Yeah, a little clarification. So what the college has is, if you can break it down, what we have is four academic divisions. Three of those divisions are for degrees and certificates, which are your college credits. Those are the classes that you pay $81 a credit hour, which the board just adjusted. It raised it by $3 for the first time in 8 years. So starting in fall, it'll be $83 for your tuition. And what that does is, you can transfer those classes. Let's say you want a bachelor's degree, you want to go to ASU. Well, you start out, you do your first 2 years at MCC, get all that cost savings because we're so much more affordable than the universities are. You can get your 100 and 200 level classes done, then transfer over to get your bachelor's degree. So you get your associate's degree with those 100 and 200 level college classes, and then you transfer over to get your bachelor's degree at one of our university partners. So that's your credit side. So we have three divisions there, career and technical education, we have the health and public services division, and then we have your general education and transfer. Those are like your English, your biology, those classes that you're going to transfer over into one of the universities, right? Well, we also have the community education and corporate education. Those are your non-credit. But those are a lot of fun classes, no grades, educational classes as well. So on the community education, think of, you know, your leisure studies, they used to call them, right?
Yeah, right.
So those are non-credit. And so we have two separate websites for that. But you can get to all the information on the main Mojave.edu website. Well, we have a big apply button there, and so we've changed the route now to kind of explain it for folks, because we had some people who wanted to take the non-credit fun, no grade classes, going in and hitting the application button on the college credit side. And so they were filling out the college credit application. Well, they didn't want to go to the other page, which is the community and corporate ed non-credit. So they're two separate. So we just want to make sure folks understand that when they go there, if you're looking for those jewelry making classes, you know, lapidary, the fun classes, you know, and they also have basic computers. And those are they're really, you know, they're 1 or 2 day classes. You pay, you know, $50 per class, and you go in and you don't get a grade. You just meet a lot of great people and you have a lot of fun.
Lapidary?
Yeah.
Is that leather?
It's like that would be, I believe that is with working with stones.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
somebody
okay.
can call in and correct me if I'm wrong on that.
Wow,
one.
You're pulling out old words like blacksmithing and stuff. All right.
Hey,
they do have blacksmithing, right?
If there's an expert, the way the community education side works, if there is an expert locally who wants to give back, they can call up the college and ask to talk to the community and corporate education side. And they're always looking for instructors. So you can come in in, and if you are, let's say you wanted to teach a radio DJing class.
Hey, well, hey, that's a bad word. How about talk show host
class? Talk show host class.
Thank you. Wow.
You could, organize that class and they with through the college, yeah, and then people could come in and you could teach them how to do it. So we have that side. But they don't get college credit, right, for those classes. You just get the fun, the experience. You learn more. So it's lifelong learning.
Right? My guitar player calls that a talk jockey. Or TJ, right? But we're not going there. We're not digressing. Anyway, you talked about university partners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you've ever mentioned that before on the show.
Haven't I?
Our university partner. No,
Dare elected my duty.
Maybe you have, but you haven't been specific who your university partners are.
Yeah, we have 20 university partners and what that means is, you take your credits at MCC, the 100 and 200 level classes, they'll accept them at the universities. So all of the state universities are partners, obviously. So ASU, U of A, NAU, GCU is a partner as well. University of Phoenix, although I think they were sold. But if you go to the college website, we have a list of all of the community partners, and it really helps with seamlessly transferring your credits from MCC to the university so you can get your bachelor's degree and then move on, get your master's if you want, or your doctorate.
So we're still in February, but it says here the enrollment window for fall semester classes just opened?
Yep, opened on the beginning of this week. So and you can go in, and if you go to mojave.edu, click the big red button in the middle of the page that says apply now, and then you'll want to click new students because it'll open up another page that explains if you're a new student, if you're a returning student, there's a couple different buttons to click. But you want to go in, create a student account, and somebody from the college will be in touch to help walk you through the whole process.
All right, perfect. What do you need, though? What should people – the FAFSA is obvious, right?
Yeah, you definitely
always
now, want people to fill that out.
At least now you have time. When does that window close?
Yeah, it's open now, so you can fill out the FAFSA anytime. And what that does is it also opens up the door for you to qualify for scholarships, right? So that's one of the first things you'll want to do, and that's one of the first things that the college reps will talk to you about is how are you going to pay for it. And – some people just want to pay right out of pocket because we're so affordable. They have that, and they'll do that. But a lot of people, and I try to get this across to folks, when you look at the demographics in our county, a lot of people will qualify for a grant, a federal grant, and it's called a Pell Grant. Wow. And for some people, it pays for not only your entire college education, but it pays for your living expenses while you're going to college. And it's just a great addition to the whole higher education field here, because this and great addition for us locally here because of our demographics and getting people to fill it out, though, it's through a federal process. So the FAFSA is called the Free Application
Federal Application.
Federal Application for
something student aid.
Yeah, that's it.
Right?
Yeah, go to studentaid.gov. It'll explain it. That's what it is.
All right.
But it's, you fill that out, and a lot of people just don't want to fill it out for some reason. And it's not an easy process. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're making it easier, but people, when I say it's not easy, I mean, you're not just going to go in and type in your name and, I make this much, and, here's my Social Security card or my Social Security number. It's a little more in depth than that, right?
I got you.
But it's only about 20 minutes to fill it out. And it could pay for your entire college education. It's free application for federal student aid. That's what it is.
Any idea what the typical Pell Grant is now? Because when I applied, this is back in the Reagan era, right? And I didn't have means really to, I mean, I wasn't a basketball player like the Running Rebels wanted anyway.
Yeah.
And I think it was like $500, which in those days covered an entire semester of books, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So I'm talking like 1982, 83. Any idea what the typical Pell Grant is nowadays?
Yeah, I'm not an expert.
Is it in the thousands of dollars?
What I do know about it is that it's for you. So it's based on you
gotcha.
Individually.
Right.
So it'll vary. So some people will get full coverage.
It's not like
full
you
college
have,
tuition.
It's not like you have to spend it at the bookstore. It's money for living, for expenses.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it is for your higher education goals. And so it would be, so Paul could come in and fill it out and you find out, not only is it covering everything, but it's covering also my living expenses, my transportation to and from class.
Right.
Somebody else may come in and they may make more and they may not qualify for as much. Well, but you could still qualify for your low-interest student loans.
I got you.
So, but it all starts with filling out that free application for federal student aid, or as they call it, FAFSA. Yeah.
Right. So we just talked about fall enrollment. We'll come back and we'll talk about enrollment for community and corporate ed classes as well.
Yeah.
That's on the list, too. And, I go over the 80s pop and 80s rock and that. And this song always hits me right here, Little Tears for Fears.
Yeah.
Everybody Wants to Rule the World. And it's actually when Dennis Miller had his talk show on KNTR Talk. It was his theme song. This was his open.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I love that show because I followed it. That's why I really like that show. It was a great lead-in. Anyway, Speak Out will continue. We have Havasu Regional Orchestra tickets featuring LHRO Big Band. And, of course, Jerry and Cindy Aldridge singing with the band. I've got about 8 tickets left. I'll give away 4 at a time if you like. Adults are $10. Kids and students are free with ID. Student ID, of course, not kids. What kids have ID nowadays, right? Maybe that's next. Maybe that's the next government fundraiser. Back with more in a moment. Boy, he's getting political already. James Jarman's our guest, Director of College Communications. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Out will continue. James, I love that song.
But it's good.
It makes me think of one, you know how songs make you think of moments, right? I was at Loser's Lounge one night just kind of checking out the band. This was a rock band.
Yeah.
And they're from Canada on spring break. And there was no one on the dance floor. And Loser's Lounge is known for its dance floor, right?
Okay.
It's just packed.
Yeah.
Well, nobody's on the dance floor. So the band starts into this song, and as soon as they went into I Wish That I Had Jesse's Girl, right?
Yeah,
as soon as they went into that, it was like a tidal wave of people onto the dance floor. This is something you never forget if you saw it.
Yeah.
You know, and that song makes me think of that moment.
So. Yeah, there's so many great songs from the 80s, and it's I think when younger generations hear it, they realize, hey, this is great.
Right. Yeah, but now they don't play instruments, so, you know.
Everybody's computerized.
Everybody's a singer now. Everybody's a diva. All right. So I've told that story before on Speak Out. I just love telling it.
Yeah, that's great.
It brings just the visual. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Meow. Also, you've seen Super Troopers, right?
Yeah.
That's the whole meow thing.
Meow.
Mojave Meow. Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Just saw Mike Bradley this morning.
Yeah?
He's looking pretty svelte. He's looking... He looks like he's hitting the gym? It looks like it.
Yeah.
Nice. He could be. Could be. Also, Patio Paradise by Just Meats. All the cuts, all the time. A locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City. By Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. 1 year older than the London Bridge. Ask about Salmon's superior maintenance plan. And our newest sponsor, might want to check these guys on the way out for lunch, Blonzi Steakhouse.
Oh.
4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Steaks are just the beginning. They also feature the Prius, an all-veggie sandwich. Right?
Sounds good.
And don't forget, you're listening to the Bighorn Blast podcast, powered by KNTR Talk. We also stream live in our show archives. Are at KNTRtalk.com.
Awesome.
How's that for a plug?
Hey, that is awesome. I love it.
All right, perfect.
Hey, we were talking about those non-credit classes earlier. I forgot to mention some of the corporate education. They have a really great workforce excellence series that's going on. And if you go to mojave.edu/workforce, you'll see all of the classes that they're offering. And there's really, there's about 6 of them in this series. And so you've got communicating for success, customer service excellence, successful organization and leadership, managing and supervising others, team performance for success, and managing and resolving conflict at work. And all of the chambers in the area, they have had they've sent this out to their members, and they've all gone through some of these. And Lake Havasu City, it, you know, a lot of their employees went through it and just loved it, and, you know, giving it great reviews. It's a lot of these soft skills. And so the way this came about is the college reached out to the community, talked to a lot of the community partners and in the business and industry and government sectors, and found out that these soft skills like communicating and, you know, just the basics of customer service and managing, people just didn't really have that. They some people have it, but a lot of people don't. And so the college worked with the business and industry sector and put these courses together. And it's really, if you own a business and you want your employees to be top-notch at customer service, well, you can enroll them in these courses. And these are, again, the non-credit courses, but they teach great skills, and it's from our corporate education division.
You know what they ought to teach? I'm going to go off on a little tangent here, is attire, behavior, and just other skills in the office.
Yeah.
I know somebody.
I think that with some of this, they probably go over a little bit of that.
And showing up for work.
Just, we have heard that from a lot of businesses.
Really?
Yeah, which is, and they'll ask our instructors, yeah, okay, who do you have coming out? And will they show up?
I have a friend in Vegas who's an executive admin to the CEO of a assisted living facility. They hired a receptionist,
uh-huh,
and the receptionist shows up with overalls and house slippers.
So yeah,
like you're
so
on the
professional,
you're
yeah,
you
want to
be
on
the front
yeah,
line,
yeah,
and you're told, yeah, and you're told, what is it, business casual?
Yeah, that's a little too casual. Yeah,
right. I think they only heard casual.
Yeah,
so maybe we
that might be one of those they cover in the team performance for success.
Right.
That, I would imagine that it's in there somewhere that professional means this.
Maybe we need a redefinition of attire, because when you hear business casual,
some people think, yeah,
somebody who's 20 something might only hear the word casual, right?
Well, they've been used to they've been telecommuting for a long time since the pandemic,
right.
So yeah, this is my business casual, my robe and slippers.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. All right, let's take another break. And yeah, I know podcasters aren't usually breaks, but there's a break in this one. It's just that James takes out the commercials, right?
Hey, there we go. Yeah,
that's how it works. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm gonna date myself here. When my senior class in high school did grad night at Disneyland,
yeah,
this was one of the featured bands. Tommy Two Tone.
Oh yeah,
that's I swear, I got to see Tommy Two Tone live.
Wow,
a whole set. Yeah.
Jeez.
Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul LaVoy, along with Executive Director of College Communications James Jarman. Of course, he's from Mojave Community College, and we'll be back with more in a moment. We're gonna check out the Bighorn Blast newscast.
Oh, there we go.
When we come back. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. Love that song. That's like the ultimate breakup song. You know, it is. Well, there's two of them. There's one by Pat Travers. It's called "I'd Rather See You Dead," and there's this one because it's so happy.
Yeah, no, this that's what I was gonna say. This one doesn't really feel like a breakup song.
No, it's the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah, but it's the whole tone of it is complete opposite of what there's. Yeah,
right, right.
Which makes it good.
I went through a really bad breakup one time, and I worked in the screen printing shop at the time, and they only played country music, and it was like the mid-80s.
Uh-huh.
Oh, brutal. Brutal, brutal. Brutal time for that genre, man. Every single song hit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like the 70s country. The original.
I'm like a big 90s country
fan. I like the old Willie Nelson.
Oh, sure.
The highway traveler. Is that what it was? The highwaymen, yeah.
Yeah. I like Merle Haggard.
Yeah.
I really love Waylon Jennings a lot.
Yeah.
So. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair. Havasu-style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. A fantastic view of London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair and say hi to Hollis Gooch for me. Tell him Paul LaVie said hi. Now he always says, hey, it's Paul LaVie. Come up and sing with me, Paul LaVie. So anyway, Hollis will be there. I think he's there at 5. And Hollis, my brother from another mother, that's for sure. Springburg Wealth Management, also Mojave Community College. SunPower by Esme Electric, by SamsGuns.com, and by Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food, along with pet toys, since 2006. Don't forget, buy local or buy local. And, of course, always support local athletics.
Yeah, that's
from
right.
Your newest provider of junior college sports.
Yep,
from I love that. Let's talk about that before the Big Blast newscast.
NJCAA, the college soccer season starts up in August next year, and that's when we'll have the first Northwestern Arizona's first ever college soccer teams out there, the men's and women's teams. And we do have some breaking news, but we can't reveal it all yet because we're still waiting for some I's to get dotted and T's to get crossed, but we have a new women's head coach, and it coming from a D1 school. So I think a lot of people are going to be happy when it gets announced, and it could be coming at any moment. But just to update everybody that we have hired a women's coach. Unfortunately, the women's coach we had prior had to leave for personal reasons.
Oh.
But that was Cynthia Cervantes. Great, great lady. And, you know, she hated to leave, and we hated to see her go. But she had to go for her personal reasons. And the new coach has just wrapped up the whole interview process, and he has said, yes, I'm coming. And so as soon as we get word that we can release the name and where he's coming from, we'll get that out there, but that's done. And we also have, and he's going to be here just about in time for the first women's ID camp for this year, which is coming up on March 9th. If you want to sign up for that, and what these ID camps are, is they're to identify future college players. So these are open for ninth graders through college seniors.
Whoa.
So you can come to the Anderson Fieldhouse. But what you want to do first is you want to go to MojaveSoccerCamps.com. That's MojaveSoccerCamps.com. And then you'll see the girls' ID camp, March 9th. Hit the register button. Get yourself signed up and registered there. It's going to be at the field house in Bullhead City. The coach will be there. And I think, I'm not sure, maybe the new women's coach may be there too. And this is to help identify future college players. And of course, our head coach, Camilo, he used to be a pro player. He played at UNLV. He coached at UNLV. He was the team captain of the Yavapai College National Championship team. So he is, when you talk about somebody that has, not a feel for the game, but an expert in the game, professional player, and his recruitment, he has recruited. We now have the high school player of the year out of Nevada coming to play. We also have one of the top players, I think, out of Brazil.
Ooh.
Possibly coming. People respect him, and they also, when you hear about a college, because you don't hear about colleges in America starting their first athletic program as soccer. So when people in the soccer world hear this, they want to be a part of it.
Well, I'll tell you right now, my oldest brother, Scott, coached the Western Regional team for U19,
mm-hmm.
all right? And they went to the Nationals and won. And when I mentioned Camilo Valencia, he mm-hmm. goes, you guys got a really good coach down there.
Oh, yeah.
He was impressed.
And when
to impress Scott is saying something.
But when you hear some of these players that are coming in, you're thinking, wow. I mean, so when you're talking recruitment, when he speaks, they listen.
His last name is Hunt, by the way, not Lavoie. So if you're Googling Scott Lavoie, you're not going to find him. But anyway, let's go to the Bighorn Blast newscast. Do you want to lead in on this?
Oh, sure, yeah. So this, if you haven't heard it before or seen it, this is a monthly newscast we do for the board of governors. That's what we call our board of trustees, so the board members each month. We take all the events, everything that's happening at the college, put it into, try to make it under a 5-minute newscast, and then so that the board then can see what's happening and the community can see what's happening over at the college. So this encompasses everything that's happened from early January on through early February.
Right, right. All right, let's take a listen.
First up, the Phi Theta Kappa, or PTK, Honor Society on the Havasu campus inducted 31 new students. Several attended the induction ceremony where their friends, family, and college employees celebrated this great moment in their lives. And MCC student and PTK International Officer Jasmine Garcia let them know the Honor Society is always there for them.
This class, what am I going to do? Phi Theta Kappa is there. And a big thing with a lot of people today is there's a lot of financial struggles. And Phi Theta Kappa, the entire organization, focuses on supporting students through their journey.
If you'd like more information on the Honor Society, contact the office of your local campus dean of student and community engagement. Congratulations also go out to the recent high school equivalency graduates. MCC honored the students who completed the program during a ceremony with employees, friends, and family. The students now have the equivalent to a high school diploma and are ready to seamlessly transition into college-level classes. College employees and students made a great impression at the state capitol, promoting the value of community colleges in Arizona. All 10 college districts showcased workforce programs like welding, healthcare, and HVAC to show lawmakers that the colleges are Arizona's premier workforce training centers and economic drivers in their regional communities. MCC welding student Jameson Johnson from River Valley High School was even featured in a statewide social media video showcasing the event. Speaking of welding, students and faculty took part in a robotic welding demonstration this month. It's part of the college's continuing effort to stay on top of industry needs as faculty look to keep students prepared for current and future careers.
As more and more pieces of equipment like this start showing up at local and regional employers and businesses, it'll give our students the opportunity to already be introduced to it, already be trained on it, and not be going in blind or not having those community and business partners having to go the extra mile to train those people themselves.
The welding faculty are continuing to review systems like this, which could be part of the high-tech training equipment used at the college's Future Advanced Manufacturing Training Center. The AMTC groundbreaking is scheduled to happen this spring. Representatives from the college's non-credit workforce division, corporate education, met with area chambers of commerce to provide an overview of the Workforce Excellence Series. Chamber members learned how the courses help teach skills like customer service, communication, and organizational leadership. Lake Havasu City staff members who recently completed the supervisor course also gave presentations at their council's annual planning meeting. Head to mojave.edu/workforce for more information on the courses offered. Student leaders from the Kingman campus traveled to visit their counterparts at the North Mojave campus for a leadership retreat. Along with learning how to become great leaders in college and in life, they were able to enjoy the beautiful scenery around the Colorado City Hilldale area. MCC students across all campuses participate in student leadership events, all organized by the offices of the Deans of Student and Community Engagement. MCC students and employees continue to show their pride in the college and their communities at many events throughout the district. We'll start with the Havasu Chamber's annual Winterfest. The MCC team had a great time meeting thousands of people at the downtown Havasu event. More than 30,000 people attended the weekend event. Credit and non-credit employees and students helped share information about the benefit and value of all the programs, classes, and services offered at the college.
Yeah, that was a fun event.
Oh, yeah. And I love that
there,
one.
Yep. You were there on Sunday. I was there on Sunday. I was closer to where Murphy Broadcasting is on Main
Street.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, right down a little further.
You were way up by Acoma, though.
Yeah, yeah. We were up by Acoma. And, yeah, just a great time every year. I go down and I help set it up early in the morning. And then I come back to – and I typically do the Sunday afternoon shift and then tear down and haul everything away. But such a great time seeing everybody out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk about the Mojave Village student housing.
Yeah, hey, that's coming along.
It's on schedule?
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you drive by, you'll see it. We just got a tour about a week ago of how far they've gotten so far, and they're putting in the electrical now. So this is going to be Northwestern Arizona's first ever student housing. And yeah, as you mentioned, it's called the Mojave Village. And so these apartments are going to be great. And that's what they're not dorm rooms. So a lot of people associate college and living on campus with dorms. These are full out apartments. And so the students are going to, we're going to have the application process online open for the students to apply for the, apartments, coming up not too long from now. I was just talking to our web guy the other day, and he said that they're getting close. They're getting the forms together. They're going to be up soon. So probably within the next couple of weeks, keep an eye on the college website and keep an eye on the college social media pages. We always post everything on Facebook, Instagram, X now, and we also do LinkedIn as well. Uh-huh. So if you keep an eye out there, you'll see it coming.
Do you get the Twitter notifications? I still call it Twitter.
No, I always say no notification when it.
No, it comes up on your notifications on your cell phone. It's a big X now.
Yeah, I don't. I turn all that off. Yeah, it's too much.
There's certain things I have to follow.
Yeah, that's true. So, you put in some keywords
like
to follow,
the Diamondbacks or football or Motor Racing Network was one recently for the Daytona 500. So
And Paul Lavoie. Anytime
I don't have a public profile on there.
Oh wow,
hasn't gotten that big.
You're
yet.
Like me. Yeah. I think I have a Facebook page somewhere still from back in the day, along with Twitter because
Is
back
pub-
when I was in
it
media.
Was it a public profile?
Yeah, it was
from television?
It was I had a private Facebook. So everybody had to get on Facebook back in the day, right?
Right.
And I logged in. I rarely log into that. I essentially live on the college one. Yeah. Just like I did when I was in the media. Although I had private ones, you pretty much live on your company site because you're managing that and, making sure that nobody's saying anything nasty because then you got to deal with all that.
Right. Yeah. So you're the third TV person in the room this week. I have a former TV background. You have the TV. And then Rob Fram, I don't know if you know Rob from WACOG. He was a sports guy at KYMA and did weather in Yuma. right. KYMA was Sunbelt Broadcasting, which is a pretty big company.
Yep. Yuma is a TV market here in Arizona. Phoenix, of course, the largest city, the urban area.
Yuma's the third largest now.
Then you have Tucson. So you have three markets here for TV. So the Phoenix market, the Tucson market, and the Yuma market.
I think Phoenix is up to number five now.
Might be,
I think their DMA is five.
Could be now on the Nielsen rankings.
And the funny thing is I heard Vegas, it was the NBA commissioner was talking about Vegas and possibly getting an NBA team. He says, they're a 46 DMA right now. Their market size.
Where they're in,
but they really do well punching up. They always punch way above their weight. So Vegas is in the conversation right now for the Super Bowl many, many times down the road now.
Yeah.
I guess they did a really good job.
And when you talk TV in this area, it's interesting because we're in literally in the TV desert.
Oh, yeah.
Considered the Phoenix DMA. Yeah. So if you have cable or satellite, you'll get Phoenix TV stations. But we're closer to Vegas, so we associate a little bit more with Vegas, so you can get Vegas over the air. But Vegas doesn't necessarily care about how many people in Mojave County watch.
Tell me about it.
Because they don't get any credit for any viewers in Mojave County. All the ratings for Mojave County is for Phoenix.
I used to secure programming for a station in Laughlin.
Yeah.
And we're always continually fighting with the Vegas stations for programming. We actually managed to get Rush Limbaugh's show when it came out, though.
Really?
It was in 92 or 93. Yeah. A lot of phone calls on my part, I'll tell you that. So anyway, a big adjustment was just made by the MCC governing board. First time in 8 years. Get into that.
So they adjusted the tuition and fees. And so after talking with students, the college administration was looking at we have this what's called a technology fee, and it was $7 per credit hour for the students. But it was always separate. So the students said, recommended incorporating that just into the tuition, so there's not a separate fee. So what the board did, and then looking at the cost of doing business has gone up, and they haven't raised tuition in 8 years, so the board agreed to a $3 per credit hour hike in the tuition, and then merge over, bring over that $7 tech fee, so the students aren't charged separately for that. So it went from $81 a credit hour to $84 with the tuition increase,
wow.
But then you add on the extra seven, so we're looking at $91. So from $81 to $91. So it's,
that's not bad.
Still, we're the top three most affordable in the state.
Right.
So for higher education institutions. So, I mean, it's still a bargain. At that price to get your 100 and 200 level courses out of the way, and get that college, part of your college done, and transfer if you want a bachelor's degree or go straight into the workforce.
Okay.
Because we'll have, you know, HVAC, welding, and all the healthcare, nursing, and physical therapist assistants, all those programs, they can get done in 2 years and go into the workforce.
Yeah, the HVAC, you can now get your EPA card before you're even out of school, mm-hmm. and go in as an apprentice with an EPA card.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yep. And we're
now
working...
we're talking 78 to 85,000 a year can make coming right out of MCC, man.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, there is a lot of great benefits to doing these programs,
yeah.
and going into the workforce. If I was just talking to one of our HVAC guys the other day, and he said, yeah, they're now paying for actual certified techs to come in, these HVAC companies. Mm-hmm. We've got students that will come out, and they're making 50-plus right out of school.
That's awesome. So, yeah. That's really awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, Arizona, speaking of work, you guys partner with Arizona at Work, and there's two BighornTrek.com events coming up.
Yeah, we have the Bighorn Trek events. They started as ConCom, which was connecting the community
at
the Bullhead City Camp. And then it expanded out to all the campuses now as Bighorn Trek. So now they're branded as Bighorn Trek. And because, of course, we're the Mojave Community College Bighorns. And so for the first time ever, we've expanded to the Havasu campus as well. The Bullhead City Campus event is coming up at the end of March. That one's going to be March 28th from 9 to 2. And what we do is all of the college programs are out there along with business and industry partners. So if I'm in welding and we have a welding industry partner who will hire our graduates, that's the thought. Students can come there, talk to the welding instructors, and then talk to the folks that may hire them once they get through the welding program or the HVAC program or the nursing program. And we've teamed up with Arizona at Work as well. So Arizona at Work on the same day at the same location hosts a hiring event. So all companies that are hiring locally are going to be there as well. And then we also have a car show because we have auto shops at the college. So we teach auto collision repair and we teach auto service. So collision repairs, the damage to your fenders, your outside of your car if you're in an accident. Auto service is under the hood fixing the engine. So we have both of those with high-tech programs. If you haven't seen them, you can always call the college and ask for a tour, and you can go in and look at these garages they have. You talk about high tech. You go in there and you can walk right out into any job in any garage anywhere. The same with all of our programs. Everything they have there fits anything that's in the industry right now. So you're getting the latest and greatest tools to train with. But these Bighorn Trek events, if you go there, that you can see a little bit of it, that you can talk to the instructors, you can talk to the industry partners, you can go to the hiring event, you can go to the car show, and the Bighorn Trek, and it's Bighorn Trek, T-R-E-K, mm-hmm. BighornTrek.com has the latest information. I know that the Bullhead City Campus is looking for vendors now, so they're going to have there's a button on their page that says coming soon for registering. So if you want to be involved at that event on March 28th, just go to BighornTrek.com. There's also the contact information for the dean who oversees that event, and there's also a button there that you can hit and check out the Havasu campus, and you can hook up with Maria. Dr. Maria Ione, she's the dean for that campus. That event is on April 5th. But again, I mean, if you want to see what the college offers and how it correlates with getting hired in the market, or how it correlates with our university partners, because mm-hmm. Some of them are there as well. You can go there. You can get really a MCC 101 lesson, everything MCC right at those events.
Sweet. Yeah. I was going to ask, did we miss anything? But I'm running out of time.
Oh, all right. Well, Mojave.edu.
Absolutely. All the time. We'll see you next month, James.
All right. Thanks.
All right. James Jarman, Executive Director of College Communications. A title so long, they actually got it on one line on the business card.
It's amazing what you can do with font size.
Yeah, right. It's more like fine print than a title. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. I'll have a final shot when we come back. I'm Paul Lavoie. Welcome back to Speak Out. A little Dexy's Midnight Runners. You got to talk about them when you talk about the 80s. And no MTV sweatshirt today for Marissa June. She's wearing her Queen hoodie. I don't think I've ever seen a Queen hoodie. We didn't have hoodies back in the day when Queen was popular. Not that I remember anyway. All right. Don't forget about the Lake Havasu 21st Annual Bluegrass on the Beach Festival. Got a pretty good interview put together with Krista and Danny Stewart from Danny Stewart Productions, and that interview will run on Monday. We'll have Buster in the first half hour, District 3 County Supervisor Buster Johnson. He'll be in the first half hour, and then we'll have Danny Stewart Productions, Krista and Danny Stewart in the second half hour, and you'll get to listen to them talk about Bluegrass on the Beach and a little sampling of the bands. There's about 9 music cuts incorporated into that interview. So, yeah, every once in a while, they let me play around in the editing room. So there you go. All right. Don't forget Speak Out 2.0 coming up next. Guest today, Barb Zarzicki from The Quilt Show, and Gina Morga, from Warm Sea. And the new number to talk to Larry, 234-343-1065, 234-343-1065. Have a safe weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.